And let's call the Senate Judiciary Committee to order, Monday, May the 8th, 2006. It's now 7 minutes after the hour of 9 a.m. And all members of the committee are present. We have Representative Stoltz with us this morning, who to introduce House Bill 316. Welcome to the Judiciary Committee, Representative Stoltz. And if you'll put your name on the record, we're eager to hear what your introduction is.
Thank you, Chairman Seekins. Bill Stoltz, State Representative for Chugiak Mat-Su. Pretty straightforward bill, as it is now. It extends the Board of Governors for the Alaska Bar Association for 1 year. Originally, it put in a bill pre-filed for 3 years. That was prior to the audit recommendation. They had which subsequently recommended it for 8 years. I would have been certainly very troubled by that length, and I wouldn't have submitted that length in any measure. But I had hoped to look at some of the issues involved in the bar and have the public policy discussion over a broad range of issues, and primarily the funds located within there. I think that deserved discussion both in the judiciary committees and the finance committees of this body. Circumstances in the Judiciary Committee prevented as many hearings as we might have had over on the House side. And then now we're at this point in the session with many other distractions. I think there's still a need to look at some of the issues related to the Alaska Bar Association, but we're in the year where it's the sunset is occurring. We're recommending a one-year extension to allow that discussion to occur within our committee processes without going into the wind down phase and all the attendant consequences of that. I think the fiscal note, the analysis on there really speaks volumes. If you've read that footnote, the Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar Association is not allocated to a department and considers itself exempt from the appropriation powers of the legislature. That's certainly a matter that deserves some discussion within these bodies. It's not a new discussion, but it doesn't mean that it's not a worthy discussion. But with all that said, I at the point we're in the session, I'm comfortable with a one-year extension, hoping that the members of the next legislature will have an opportunity to fully analyze these issues and have a debate on them in an environment less cluttered with so many other issues. We can never guarantee that, but I think we'll have a better opportunity in the future. But that's my statement, my editorial comments, and I'm sticking with them.
Thank you. Any questions for Representative Stoltz? Senator French.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Stoltz, good morning. You've alluded to a couple of issues that need to be fleshed out. I wonder if you could just, for the record, articulate one or two of them for us.
Well, and Mr. Chairman, Senator French, the issues of funding of the Bar Association dues collected, they're outside of the appropriation process. There are certainly some legal / constitutional arguments made, but still I think merits scrutiny. And I think the full process of a lot of the other things the Bar Association touches probably could deserve discussion. The bar has its reach in a lot of the powers of our government, and not only the they touch all branches in some ways. So it just seems around here it seems we can't do anything without lawyers, and it seems like the reach of the bar has through some of its influences on other appointments and activities has a lot of influences, and I know a lot of the members of the committee are very familiar with those, and I just in a less constrained time we could probably spend many hours and probably multiple meetings on this.
Thank you.
Other questions, Mr. Stoltz? Senator Terrio.
Representative Stoltz, did you I know I've been contacted by a number of attorneys to express concern over the fees that are charged, the way the bar operates, things of that nature. Did you receive written letters of any kind?
Chairman Seekins, Senator Theriault, I've heard that expressed verbally more times than I can recall, including members in this building, that members of the bar, both in the legislature and administration, and they said they're about the highest in the country, and they don't, not sure what they get for them. But those are anecdotal and not written down and expressed, but the repetition certainly made an impact on me. That we never got to that point of analyzing the committee process.
And Representative Stoltz, we do it just a little different in judiciary over here. You are allowed to answer directly to the senator, and we allow them to continue until they let me know they're done with their line of questioning.
I'm done, Mr. Chairman. I do have a couple questions for Pat.
Okay. Other questions for Mr. Representative Stoltz? Thank you, Mr. Representative Stoltz. Appreciate your being here this morning. Pat, welcome to the Senate Judiciary.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Pat Davidson, representing the Legislative Audit.
And Pat, I'm interested in the discussion of the fund balances that they carry forward, and also I know this long-standing debate that's gone on between the legislature and the Bar Association about whether they, in fact, should be treated like every other board and commission and be brought under the one of the state agencies and the legislative oversight on their budget. So if you could just go over that argument.
Certainly, Mr. Chairman. As it relates to the fund balances, at the end of 2004, they run on the calendar year, so December of 2004, they had a fund balance of about $2.7 million. There was $676,000 of it that was designated by the Board of Governors for working capital, $120,000 for asset acquisition, and they show undesignated of $1.9 million. However, of that $1.9 million, about $1.1 million is in the lawyer's fund for the client protection. So the bulk of that unreserved fund balance is in that fund. With regard to its legal status, that actually was some debate when we were developing the recommendations in the report. One of the recommendations in the report is for the Bar Association to go to mandatory continuing legal education. The issue about that is a way or method to maintain continued competency. When we were considering that recommendation and what recommendation to make, we ultimately made the recommendation that the Board of Governors should recommend to the Alaska Supreme Court to adopt that rule. However, in reviewing the statutes, we did see that in Title 08, the Bar Association is established there as well. As CPAs and not as attorneys, we didn't know if the legislature, on a legal basis, if they just changed Title 08 and mandated continuing legal education, whether it would have been followed or not. It certainly would be followed if the Supreme Court did it. And so when developing that recommendation, we chose to make it a recommendation of the Board of the Governors working with the Supreme Court. Also, during the course of the audit, we've reviewed legislative research, I believe, has issued their thoughts on the idea about keeping the dues or the revenues and expenditures out of the budget process. We were reading things, many arguments on both sides. We considered getting into that fray and basically decided that the opinions of CPAs with regard to whether or not it's in, should or shouldn't be in the appropriation process, as composed, as compared to various attorneys have who have opined on that issue. We think we come with a very practical approach to things, but it does seem to be a continuing legal discussion, and for that reason, it's not brought up substantially in the report. However, we do note that after going through the fund balance discussion, they still have about $800,000 surplus at the end of the year, and that, you know, I think represents maybe a half a year's worth of funding, which when you look in the Title 08 statutes, which covers occupational licensing in general, basically what they say are the fees are supposed to support the cost of the board, and a 50% surplus of a year's is a little bit high.
Okay. Other questions for Pat? Pat, tell me what, when you talk about client protection, what is that? What is that?
There is a client protection fund that, as I understand it, clients who feel that they have been or their funds have been misused by attorneys can appeal to the Bar Association and under their processes be given some financial relief.
Okay, so if an attorney, for an example, spends the money in a trust fund or account or it's not there available that has been deposited or et cetera, that they could make a claim to the client protection fund?
That's my understanding. I believe there's about $10 of the fees go in. There is a set amount. I think it could be $10. It might be a different amount that go into that fund.
Did you see any activity in that fund?
Ms. Chairman, in that fund, in 2004, there were $72,000 worth of payments. They refer to them as claims award that were made from that fund.
Out of a reserve of how much?
$1.1 million.
Do you have any kind of a three-year or five-year number on something like that? An average?
Mr. Chairman, I'm referring to the audited financial reports to see. They don't include that level of detail. However, if the committee would like it, I can
I'm just curious.
Pull it up.
Probably not for this year, but I think that is a question. $72,000 payments out of a $1.1 million fund seems like it's, unless there's some history that would exceed that on an average basis, it's kind of over-reserved, it would look like to me.
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Terrio.
Pat, I'm trying to remember from a discussion with members of the bar. Do they say that they built up somewhat of a fund balance because they've got to update some of their equipment or move to different office space, or I don't remember.
Senator Terrio, they have an asset acquisition at the end of 2004 reserved for about $120,000.
Okay, so some kind of update of equipment or moving to new space or is not a stated reason for why they have built up any kind of balance?
Through the chairman, Senator Terrio, no.
Okay. Any kind of a number in there, Pat, for how much they spend on meetings?
If it would be helpful, I can make a copy of this for all the committee members.
Oh, I don't think we have to go through it all, but I'm just curious here.
Mr. Chairman, while she's looking at the documents, I think one of the things that we need to consider, and generally as chairman of LBNA, my staff and I make sure that all of the sunset reviews that come up, a piece of legislation gets put in somewhere. Most of the times we make sure that it gets put in both sides, and then we track them through the system. I chose not to have one put in on the Senate side, nor did any senator come and request to put one in independently. This issue of whether the Bar Association, you know, is under any kind of legislative review or control for budget purposes has been out there for years, and it just seems that in all other classes where we license people to be engaged in particular kind of employment, because we charge them money to undertake their profession, we have put the legislature there as a protection so that they don't get charged too much. I mean, what, you have a right to work in our society, but yet we put these limitations on and given protection with the state statutes and legislative oversight of the budget. And I know it's just been a continuing source of aggravation for many attorneys in the state that there isn't that kind of oversight. Seems to me if the legislature really wants to get to that issue, it needs to be a two-year process where, you know, the first first session in a legislature, if they have to shut the Bar Association down to recreate it under Alaska law, that would take 2 years to do. And so I was quite okay with having the Bar Association go into their wind-down year. Doesn't mean that they cease to exist, but they have to start taking steps, and the next legislature will be back halfway through that wind-down year to make that decision of whether to go ahead and give them an extension or to take steps to shut down and recreate. So anyway, I think that's just something that the legislature does need to consider. If we extend for 1 year, then you'll be into that, you know, a legislature won't be able to get through that entire process. Because if you put them into their sunset year, they'd be winding down. We just have to start over again and wait for another two-year block to come up. So I don't know if just simple shutdown and recreation under the statute by the legislature would finally take care of the problem or not, but I think it's something that should be considered.
Okay. Other questions for Pat?
And now I don't know if Pat had the answer to the budget question that we asked.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Annual meetings and others in 2004 had expenses of $262,000.
Okay. How do you get invited to those meetings?
Join the bar and pay your dues.
And what are the dues?
I think I wrote a check for $550 this year.
Senator Huggins?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. This is my first exposure to this, but I must admit that it appears to make sense to me. We have this organization called Victims' Rights, and what $1 million or so would do donated by organizations that appear to be pretty robust in cash flow, they pump that into something, victims. There's nothing more needy than victims in our state, and that just appears to be a reasonable course of action.
I think it's just kind of interesting. Do we have any more questions for Pat here at the moment? How many meetings, does it tell you how many meetings they had?
No, Mr. Chairman, it didn't.
I think everybody here's all the stories. The dues are high in a lot of attorneys' opinions. The parties are lavish, the meetings. The association is over-reserved in funds, and they don't want any kind of legislative oversight or anybody except them to wonder where the money is. But that may be a subject for another time. We may want to, as a Judiciary Committee in both the House and the Senate side, take a look at what's happening there in the Bar Association and what kind of control, if any, the the legislature should have in some of that regard. And if it's a private club, I guess it's a different story. But let's say we have one person online who wants to testify, and we're going to use our standard testimony time on this. So, Teresa, are you online with us this morning?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. So if you'll introduce yourself to the members of the committee, we'll hear your testimony.
Yes, sir. Is this Senator Stevens?
Yes, it is.
Senator, you're very nice to call on me. I appreciate being heard. I've listened to some of the testimony. I haven't had an opportunity to get the legislative audit, so I'd like to review that. But I'd just like to mention a couple of things. First of all, let's focus on the fact that the two functions of the Alaska Bar Association are licensing and discipline. Now, sir, I just apologize that I have watched very directly for about the last 12 years. I didn't even go down to the Alaska Bar Association for a decade, and my husband today is waiting for Alaska Bar exam results. I know absolutely, Senator Stevens and colleagues, that getting an Alaska law license is based solely on favoritism. I just really regret that I have concluded these things, and what I'd like to pledge is that I'm going to help make certain that this improves. The other area is discipline, and I see total failure. I mean, in our Anchorage Daily News this past Friday, it was that the legislature had failed to create an ethics act about the former Attorney General, Greg Rickey, when I know that it should have been the Alaska Bar Association that put on their agenda that Mr. Rickey should be disciplined, or probably disbarred. I don't know whether he should have or not. I saw that notoriety, and I saw a person that caved in, which he admitted that he was at fault. So, yes, I do believe he should have been at least disciplined, if not disbarred. His name has not even been on their agenda since his resignation. So these are very profound examples. Senator, the other thing that I'd really like to bring up is the 550 out of 2,905 who are active out of state. And you see, the overwhelming majority of those 550 active out of state licensed Alaska attorneys have never landed on our soil. What about Alaska? Senator, it's just amazing to me that they continue to license all these people by reciprocity who have never landed on our soil, and they don't help Alaskans. You see, their passage rate on their bar exam is under 60%. That a lot of those people are Alaskan, and you and I know that the streets are riddled with bar failures. It's just wrong, Senator Stevens. It's not fair to Alaskans. It's about a brighter future. So I think it's really good that there is only a one-year renewal of the Alaska Bar Association. I think it creates a lot of communication between attorneys and the legislature that will be very healthy. And I look forward to that debate. Let's talk about Alaska, and let's create a brighter future for our citizens. Let's talk about why all these people get admitted by reciprocity. So you're very patient with me, Senator Stevens. I appreciate your calling on me. And let's see if my husband gets a law license on Wednesday, May 10th, after 22 years of effort.
Any questions for Ms. Obermeyer? Thank you very much, Ms. Obermeyer, for your testimony this morning. Appreciate it. Does anybody else wish to testify on this bill this morning? Seeing none, public testimony is closed. So, as I understand it, Representative Stoltz, this would extend the termination date for the Board of Governors to June 30th, 2007. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman.
And at that time, if it's not extended, it begins a wind-down process.
Yes, sir.
Which takes 1 year?
Approximately. That's.
Is that right, Senator Terrio?
Yes, they have 1 year to conclude and wrap up their business. That brings me a question for Pat. Pat, the wind-down year is in statute. I guess if the legislature came back next year and wanted to move that sunset date up and actually close them down and start something new, they have the power to do that. Correct. Because the wind-down year is another part of the statute.
Senator Seekins, Senator Terrio, I'm trying to think back to when RCA went from APUC to RCA. I think they did that in 1 year, and I'm not sure it went into their wind-down year.
They went into the wind-down year.
Did they? That would be the, I guess, the best
comparison.
Senator French? And just a question for the group, and that was through sort of an accelerated sunset period, through an accelerated termination date, as you
actually, the RCA went into its wind-down year. The next, when the legislature came back the next year, they did not reauthorize them. They allowed them to shut down and created the RCA, or they shut down the APUC.
Right.
But it sounded like you were suggesting that we would come back next year and to get into the cycle that you're envisioning, in which one legislature would be able to handle both the shutdown and the recreation, you'd have to accelerate the sunset somehow when we convened in January.
Yeah, and I just don't know how sensible it is to think that you could accelerate. I don't know if they've got, you know, long-term lease, you know, a year-to-year type thing that they would have to plan for or not.
More than likely, I think if you were trying to look at creating a new entity as a successor entity of some kind, I think you could accelerate a wind down. It seems to me if the legislature has the ability to be able to extend a sunset date, they can accelerate a wind down. It's in our authority to extend it. It's in our authority to shorten it, it would seem to me.
I would think so, Mr.
Yeah,
Chairman.
I would think so.
In addition, the legislature certainly can create a new body, then there would be some overlap, and then allow the Bar Association to close down also. I guess you would have to, if you want the new body to run on fees, you might have to started up with some general funds until the Bar Association went away and they could step in and the new entity would step in and collect fees. But so there's a lot of different options, I guess.
Yeah, I think we would have the option to be able to look at it. I think you have, and the question is,
do we want to start with a wind down now? Or do we want to extend it out for a year in order to try to take a look at what a successor agency or a successor group might look like? That's the question. Certainly would be worth a couple of public hearings and a little investigation into the situation to see if that's what the legislature wishes to do. Other questions? Hearing none. We have before us this bill, discussion among the members as to what you'd like to do with the bill. Is that our guest?
Well, yes, Mr. Chair, I'd like to know. I mean, the sponsor asked for a hearing, and it's 2 days before adjournment, so I guess I'd like to know his thoughts on our discussion.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator, yes. Well, I think either route would probably
bring the issues that the committee want to discuss. One of them is certainly sends a stronger message than the other, and I was comfortable with the one-year extension. Again, the circumstances of this session just really didn't allow, and there only being one bill on in the process didn't allow that to occur. So I'm not uncomfortable with the one-year extension. Certainly the other policy option of starting the wind down, that starts the discussion right away, and that but I am comfortable with the one-year extension as a compromise that respect the policy direction. I know Senator Terrio has a lot more hands-on experience on the audit process and the board extensions. I think he's probably done more board extensions by a factor of 20 than I have, so I defer to his background, knowledge, expertise.
Senator French?
Chairman, I think if we were not faced with a full summer and a full fall, we might be in a better position to hold hearings over the course of the interim and to examine this a little more closely. So I guess with the knowledge that this is going to cost me another $550 to move HB 316 from committee with individual recommendations in the attached 015.
Is there objection? Hearing none, this bill is moved to the Rules Committee and then to the floor. Thank you very much. And is there anything else to come before the committee this morning? Seeing nothing, the committee will remain at the call of the chair, and we're recessed for the day.